Guys, keep telling you about Valentine's Day. We've got a special one-day offer for you from our friends at ProFlowers. They make it easier than ever by taking all the guesswork out. And today only, they're going to give you an extra 15% off of everything. On top of their already low prices, right now you can get two dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling, or upgrade, and for $9.99 more, you can get two dozen long-stem assorted roses with premium vase and chocolate. Plus, today only, ProFlowers is offering the Blitzers an extra 15% off this amazing deal and everything on the site. Just go to ProFlowers.com, use the code Fred and AJ, but remember, the extra 15% off is for today only.
Yep, and just because you buy it today doesn't mean they're going to send the flowers now. You can set the delivery date you want. You can order today, have it delivered on Valentine's Day, right to home or to work. The flowers are going to last a week or your money back. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. Here's the only way to get two dozen assorted roses free, or excuse me, with a free glass vase starting at $29.99, plus the incredible deal of an extra 15% off everything. It's ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the mic. Type in Fred and AJ. Valentine's Day is just days away. Don't wait. This deal expires tonight at midnight. It's ProFlowers.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see Twitter's head explode last night over Charles Oakley? There's two sides to it, and you're getting completely different stories.
There's a lot of people saying that Oakley didn't really say anything or do anything to get kicked out. It's just Dolan has some sort of beef with him.
Yeah, because he's been critical of him, which a lot of people have.
Yeah, you're the Knicks. If I were a betting man, I would bet that James Dolan was just being petty, and he wanted to embarrass Charles Oakley. There's a company called PCNY, and basically they're a high-end car service. They own the car that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. One of the three cars that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. It's a whole mess. He's got a lot going on, and it doesn't look like it's going to be fixed anytime soon, but this dude is trying to bury Johnny over this.
Dude really needs to not think about the NFL right now. I don't think he's going to get a chance. Everything that comes out is just teams are going to say, you know what? No.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that, or any of the great stuff we've talked about today, it's been a pretty good show, all available. PodcastArena.com. Lamont tweets this. It says, sorry, guys. I was driving when I heard about interbreed breastfeeding, and I can't even describe how disgusting this is. I could have lived without that. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't see the photos, so I'm good. You meant that Lamont
tweeted the photo at us, yes. A different photo, not the one we were talking about.
That's pretty vile.
Yeah, that's not good. You know what? Let's take a phone call real quick. Martin, you're on the Blitz. Go. Save us from milk bones.
Hi. Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Just want to know, what do you guys think about LeBron just all of a sudden just crying a lot and basically just wanting more help? Thanks.
I mean... He wants more help. I don't know that I necessarily call it crime.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we spent almost three whole segments on this the other day. You remember what day that was, John?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay. We'll let you know, and you can hit up Podcast Arena. It was a topic that we stayed with quite a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like it'd be just much more productive for you to do that.
But you won't hear me giving LeBron James too much grief. I think that guy was promised a lot when he came back, and he didn't have to go back to Cleveland. And it's now that he did what they hoped he would do, they seem like maybe they want to back off of some of the things they promised him when he was coming. And I don't think that's the right thing.
I don't think he's been that vocal either.
I don't think so either.
He says anything and it's
blown out.
And that's the price of being LeBron. But you know, I think it's funny the things that become stories. And this kind of started when we were talking about what Deion Sanders said about the Colts without really anything the guy says suddenly becomes news. And I think he hasn't. I've seen a lot worse out of a lot of other athletes, and I think maybe this was Tuesday. It was Tuesday's show because...
Yeah, the game was Monday.
Yeah, and I talked a lot about how... You know, because we're talking about Jerry Krause and how he came out and said, oh, Michael Jordan never did this kind of stuff, and it was just a bald-faced lie. Jordan did a lot of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Magic Johnson did. Akeem Olajuwon did. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of that on there. And it's not really bagging those guys or defending LeBron, just trying to kind of say, hey... This is not new. Kerry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Sports.
Sports again.
I just wanted to get y'all guys' thoughts on the NFL awards and if you thought that everybody that received an award was deserving of it. Thanks.
Yeah, we talked about it. I think David Johnson should have been in play for maybe the Offensive Player of the Year, even though Matt Ryan won the MVP. And... I thought it was weird that Dak Prescott was the Rookie of the Year, even though Zeke Elliott was third in the MVP voting. I think Ezekiel Elliott was the best rookie or offensive rookie in the league this year, so I would have voted him. But it was nothing egregious, nothing I was like, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, the rest of them I think were all pretty predictable. I have something. Since we've been talking a lot about Valentine's Day, can I give you something not to do?
Sure.
And I don't know where this person was located, but there's a picture of this girl and a guy, and she posted on Facebook about their date. From Topgolf to dinner, flowers, ice cream, and horseback riding, you outdid yourself on this friend date, Daniel.
That's the worst.
You wanted to set a standard for how I should be treated, and you sure set a high one. I thank God so much that he put an amazing friend like you in my life. Thank you for making me feel like a true princess. Hashtag still single, though. There's two thoughts on this. Either this is the most impossible woman on the planet to please, and you should run as fast as you can. Or Daniel's gay and practicing for a date.
He should never go on a date with her again.
You shouldn't be friends with her. When you get friend-zoned after that, I got to think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay because he's not taking her all that stuff. He's not paying for all that if he's gay.
I was just trying to show you, hey, if this is how I would do it with somebody.
I don't think so. I don't think dudes do that very often. And if they do...
Well, if they do, you're begging to be in the friend zone.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Oh. I would just say, poor guy, and that is not a woman that's ever going to be happy in anything.
No.
You're never going to satisfy that one.
She's just not interested in him. It's kind of plain and simple.
Yeah.
Well,
then if you're not interested, how about don't go on a date with me?
Well, how about don't go on Facebook and basically shame the guy?
Yeah. That's the other part.
See, I don't think she sees it that way, though. I think she's putting
it out. When you hashtag still single, though.
Yeah.
I think she put it out there because she wants to show every other guy that's how she wants to be treated.
Would you be embarrassed, though, if you were the dude who took her out?
If I'm the guy, yeah, I would be.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But from the girl's perspective, that's how she's putting it out. I think she's putting it out there to show every other guy that's how she wants to be treated.
See, and if I'm a guy...
How about this? You found a guy who's treating you that way? How about don't be all bitchy on social media and actually try to make that dude happy? Throw the guy a little, relief or something.
Yeah, just a handy.
Something. Don't say just friends, though.
Yeah, that's... If that's the standard she's trying to get set for herself, good luck. Would not touch that with a 8-inch pole. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I have a little more baseball for you here. Did you see this rule change that they're going to use for extra innings in the minors and in the World Baseball Classic?
I heard, I guess that's they're going to use it around, they're not going to use it in Major League Baseball yet.
No.
Like to put in the runner on second to start extra innings?
Yeah, they're going to test it in the World Baseball Classic and in some of the minor leagues. But if he gets to extra innings, you automatically start with a man on second base.
Okay.
I think it would keep games from going 17 to 20 innings. But I also think, would you want to do that in the playoffs?
No.
If you couldn't do it there, right?
No.
You could do it in the regular season.
I don't even think that. I mean, I think they're going to – this is something they're going to test out, and then they're going to realize, yeah, we can't use this. It's just not something that base. I mean, you know how hard it is to get anything changed in baseball?
Yeah.
There's no way.
713-780-ESPN. I think it's one of those things that, hey, I'm glad they're trying something, because it is a real problem with games going on a long, long time when you get to extra innings sometimes, but I just can't see it ever making it to the majors.
I don't think so either.
All right, guys. Hey, ladies, I'm talking to you. And guys, if you want to get a gift for Valentine's Day for your guy friends, for your husband, for your favorite radio hosts, you know where you need to go. You need to go to Whitmire's, because they have everything. And the distillery out there is fantastic. They've got this fantastic new bar and lounge with it's got golden tea, and they've got a pool table and foosball. And, oh, by the way, all their great products for sale right there. They're open today from 3 until 9 and tomorrow from 3 until 9. So if you're going to come out and see us at the track tomorrow, stop by there first. Saturdays, they're there from noon until 6. And you can also take one of their great tours. They've also got a bunch of stuff over. I was in Specs the other night. They've got the Space City Vodka. They still got some of the single barrel there. So you can drop by and pick it up there. But the best place to go is head out to that distillery. You can visit Whitmire's.com to figure out how you can tour the place. You can also figure out how to have your private event there. They're at 16711 Hollister, not too far from the racetrack. Or you can visit them at Whitmire's.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. Owned by Blitzers, owned by veterans. Great guys. Got a chance to hang out with them a little bit at the party the other night, and they make a fantastic product that I absolutely love. You will, too. That's Whitmire's.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Pajamagram Valentine's Day this Tuesday. It's coming right up. And there's a brand new technology that you got to know about. Your wife or your girlfriend is going to drive her crazy. It's called Micro Velvet. It is created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch pajamas. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest, most luxurious pajamas you could ever imagine. They are ridiculously soft, softer than a kitty cat or a koala bear or any of that stuff. Like, think of the softest thing you can think about, and then think about these PJs being softer than that. They're tempting to wear, they're tempting to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy. A Valentine's Day gift has never felt this tempting. You don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And let's squeeze in another call. Marcus wants to discuss the NFL awards and see if he has a differing opinion. What's up, Marcus? Marcus.
Hey, oh, yeah. Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
As far as the NFL awards are concerned,
is it possible that Ezekiel Elliott deserved to be the NFL most valuable player? Because we haven't seen a rookie like that run the ball in years since Adrian Peterson. And did that deserve to be the NFL Rookie of the Year? I'll hang up and listen, guys.
I think it should have been Rookie of the Year, but I don't think he should have been the NFL MVP. I mean, I think those are two different conversations. The year that Matt Ryan had and the turnaround that they had this year with him doing what he did, I think they picked the right guy to be the MVP. I do think that Zeke Elliott had a special year, particularly for, you know, for a rookie. But Matt Ryan was almost – he was a 69.9% completion rate, which is by far the highest in his career. And he was 56 yards shy of 5,000. So he had his best completion percentage year the same year he had his best yardage year, had his lowest interception year and his highest touchdown year all in the same year. I mean, he just really put everything together this year.
And he also, they had the highest scoring offense, and they also went to the Super Bowl, which doesn't count in the MVP voting, but earned a 2-seed. I think he was deserving as hell. And frankly, if it wasn't going to be him, I think it would have been Tom Brady. Should have been Tom Brady.
Think about this with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan threw for 38 touchdowns this year, six more than his previous career high. He threw for, I want to say, about 300 yards more than he'd ever thrown for in his career, 230 yards more than he'd ever thrown in his career. This was the second least amount, or no, this was the least amount of pass attempts he's had since his rookie year. So basically, he just became the most efficient player in the world. He cut down on pass attempts and raised completion percentage, yardage, touchdowns, everything to career highs. That's what's pretty amazing about what Matt Ryan did this season.
Well, and then if you take the next step down, the guy who finished second, Brady was 11-1 as a starter.
Oh, yeah.
3,554 yards, 28 touchdowns, two interceptions, 28-2 for the regular season. And he was amazing, too. Maybe his best season since the nutball season when they went 18-0 before they lost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think those guys were both more deserving. And when you have a – are you really the most valuable if your quarterback was Rookie of the Year? And I think Zeke should have won Rookie of the Year. But Dak was pretty damn good, too. So I think that had a lot to do with his success, and I still think Cowboys would have won a lot of games even without Zeke, because I think Alfred Morris a pretty good running back.
Yeah.
But as far as MVP goes, nah, they got it right. So if they wait until after the Super Bowl and national championship to vote for MVP and Heisman, they will get the award. Heisman, they will get the awards right. But they're not postseason awards. They're not intended to be postseason awards. They're intended to be regular season awards. And like I said, for the most part, I think they got them all right.
Yeah.
So
Matt Ryan got the trophy he deserved, and Tom Brady got the trophy he deserved.
Yeah. You think Brady would trade that?
I think Brady's happy with the way it turned out.
And you also have a Super Bowl MVP, which, who did that turn out to be? Tom Brady.
Yep.
So, I don't know what the fuss is about getting these awards right when most of the time they do. Like I said, there's a couple you could argue with, but for the most part, they got them right. And what you do in the regular season is you know, should be rewarded as a regular season award.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but you know, the city of Houston, by all accounts, did pretty well with the Super Bowl. John McClain wrote an article. Said that the Texans are going to continue to, or Texans, that Houston is going to continue to be aggressive going after the 2021 college football championship game, also pursuing another Final Four and a Super Bowl. So there's no question we want those big events. We're not shy about bidding. However, here's something that he acknowledged: at some point, improvements will have to be made at NRG Stadium. said the stadium is the lifeblood of big events at NRG Park because you can put more than 70,000 people in there. The stadium has to be state-of-the-art long-term for the county, the Texans, and the rodeo to do well. I don't have a lot of details about what needs to be done with the stadium, but I do know this. In any business, if in any city, if we don't continue to invest in our infrastructure, if we don't continue to improve our community, we start falling behind. It's not just the stadium. It's NRG Park.
Yeah.
And
including the Astrodome.
That eyesore that
you
a-holes decided to keep. Wouldn't that be ironic if that big trash heap keeps you from getting another Super Bowl?
Now, here's an idea. What if that Astrodome got taken down and you could put the NFL experience or build, I mean, you could do all the Radio Row stuff could have been done in NRG Arena, whatever it's called, the smaller one.
I like the George R. Brown for that. I mean, you'd have to create a bigger, better thing than the George R.
Well, that won't happen.
But why would you move that there? That's not a.
Well, I'm just saying, if the Astrodome wasn't there and you had a great place outdoors for that NRG or for the experience, you could do Radio Row inside that arena, the NRG arena.
There's plenty
of space for it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I liked it where it was. It's a better setup over there, and there's nothing over by NRG that you want to be around. You basically just want to be over there for the game. If people are bidding for your entire O-line to be the league MVP, then the running back doesn't deserve MVP voting. That was one of the dumbest things I heard all year.
That was stupid.
Yeah. It's the most valuable player. Stop it.
Lamont says, how would you rank the Patriots Super Bowl teams? In my opinion, the teams that lost were the best ones. This was maybe the worst Super Bowl winning Patriots team. I mean, just far as talent. And I think the best one was the one that lost to the Giants, the 18-0 one. They had no business losing. So, yeah, I don't disagree with Lamont on that.
Well, we were talking about events at NRG. Well, guess what's coming up? One of the best ones, 2017 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $18. On Wednesdays, they've got $10 value Wednesdays, and they're available at RodeoHouston.com or AXS.com/RodeoHouston. And if you have not been out there, this is the event. And you think Super Bowl was big. Rodeo, much bigger around here. If you've never been, it's one of the coolest things. It is the quintessential Houston event. And it's not just about the rodeo. It's not just about the great music acts. It's about the carnival. It's about the food. They've got all kinds of amazing stuff. It's a great place to take your kids. It's a great place to take a date. It is just awesome. They've got country favorites like Alan Jackson and Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley and Brad Paisley and the Zac Brown Band. And they've got so many new acts this year that are going to be here for the first time. Blink 182, Megan Trainor, people like that. So you're going to go. You're going to get a great experience. You're going to get to see a great show. You're going to get to enjoy the rodeo. And you're going to get the carnival and all the great food. You're going to have a blast. And if you're new to Houston and never been here, check it out. It is the 2017 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Once again, tickets on sale starting at $18, $10 on value Wednesday, available at RodeoHouston.com or AXS.com/RodeoHouston.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Have you still not done anything? If you're waiting till the last minute and you end up giving the same old gift, you're going to be disappointed because she's going to be disappointed. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows that you planned ahead to find the perfect gift. And it's going to get you the reaction that you want because these berries are delicious, and women like delicious food. That's pretty much what women like the most, I think, is delicious food. Right now, you can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. All you need to take advantage of that deal are code Fred and AJ.
And you want to take advantage of this because these are awesome. Your woman's going to love them. The great thing about them, too, if you want to just get them for your mom, you can do that. She'll love them, too. Got to hurry, though. Valentine's Day is just days away. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Fred and AJ. Order now.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman. It is Jong Lee Behind the Glass. Brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Warm weather is around the corner. Well, today kind of cooled off today. It's just around the corner. It's time to start thinking about spring cleaning, projects around the house, and the perfect time to upgrade your bathroom. Call the Glass Doctor 713-493-3200 for frameless glass shower enclosures. It's more affordable than you think. Call the Glass Doctor at 713-493-3200 or go to glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
I think the weather's going to be warm again tomorrow. I think we get this for like one day.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. That's why I made sure and got out and did a long run today while it's not stiflingly hot like it was earlier in the week when it was pushing 90 in February. Oh, joy.
Yeah.
The couple of off-season things. Apparently, the Jets come out and said they're not interested in Jay Cutler, but there's other reports saying that if Cutler becomes available, I'm guessing they're going to wait for Chicago to cut him.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams out there, and I think the lowly Buffalo Bills may be one of them, that if Jay Cutler becomes available, teams are going to look at him. And I know everybody – and whoever – whichever team gets Jay Cutler, their fan base is going to groan and but whichever team does get him, they're getting an upgrade over what they've got. Because if you're going out and getting Jay Cutler, it means your situation's pretty bad.
Is he better than Tyrod Taylor?
No. Or is Jay Cutler better?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Cutler's better than Tyrod Taylor.
I don't know. I think that's a lot closer than you do.
Is Jay Cutler better than Tyrod Taylor was 2 years ago? Maybe not. But Tyrod Taylor last year? Yeah, Jay Cutler's better than that.
I don't know. He wasn't very good last year either.
I'd take what he did over what Tyrod Taylor did.
You just have a love affair with him. He's one of those guys that you're
Well, I also don't think much of Tyrod Taylor.
No, but that's
I think Jay Cutler
to me, they're pretty much the same garbage.
Jay Cutler just has one – he has that one special thing that you can't manufacture. Like, he's got one of the two or three best arms in the entire league. And I do believe, like, eventually someday someone's going to figure out how to take advantage of that and have him not be a complete bozo. It's unlikely at this point.
Well, yeah, he's been in the league 11 years. I don't think you're going to suddenly find the magic there. Oh, maybe he becomes Rich Gannon.
Maybe
all,
so.
All of a sudden,
finally figures it out at the very end.
Just want to point something out for your benefit. Tyrod Taylor, 9th in the league in total QBR.
Okay, you could have him. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh. Well,
where'd the Bills rank in offense? With the best rushing attack in the league, look, the QBR, fine. What did he do with yardage? Almost nothing.
All right. Just saying.
Well, Fred, you're the one who always says, I don't know how much I believe in this stat.
I don't. Actually, I don't even see where Cutler is on here. That's
you
why.
You didn't preface it that time.
No. No. I'm just trying to say that I don't think
you're trying
that
to convince me that the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills is good when I've watched enough Buffalo Bills football to know that's completely
you're
false.
Trying to convince me that Jay Cutler's
no,
good.
Jay Cutler's not good.
Jay Cutler's not even on here.
Cutler's just better.
Did he not play enough?
He might not have had enough games to qualify.
Well, Case Keenum's on here. He played more than him.
I don't know.
It's weird. Going right through these, and he's not there.
Tyrod Taylor's 9th.
Yeah, it kind of screws my point when Palmer's not even on there.
Yeah, that's weird.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't think you're – my point is you're not – I don't think you're solving your quarterback problem with either guy.
You're especially not solving it long-term. And someone actually asked me about that today, if Jay Cutler was an answer for the Bills. And Jay Cutler's not – he's technically not the answer for anybody at quarterback, at least not long-term. He can be a transition guy. You're going to have to find a real quarterback to eventually take over for Jay Cutler. But you can do a lot worse than Jay Cutler if you've got to have someone buy you a year or two. You know what I mean? Especially now. Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to be getting Jay Cutler thinking this is our franchise quarterback. I think those days are gone. If you do think Jay Cutler's your franchise quarterback, you're an idiot.
I think if you're whatever your team is, if Jay Cutler's your quarterback, you're going to be 7-9 at best.
Maybe.
I can't read the name here because somebody put it in lowercase letters.
Brandon.
All right, let's get Brandon on. Go, Brandon.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I was curious, what do you guys think of the rumors that the Cleveland Browns are going to pick up Colin Kaepernick?
I've made it clear what I think of Colin Kaepernick. I think that he is just a guy. I don't think that he's going to – he's definitely not enough to make the Browns competitive. I just don't think Colin Kaepernick's very good.
Yeah, I don't know that – that's another one. If Colin Kaepernick's your quarterback, I'll say your ceiling is 6-10.
Yeah.
Ceiling.
Mark on Twitter says, Fred, give it up. AJ is the ultimate Bills hater. He calls it just being real, but at this point he goes out of his way to hate.
Who said that?
Mark on Twitter. He tagged the show.
Okay. So the ultimate. The Bills haven't been in the playoffs probably in Mark's life. I don't need to be a hater. The Bills suck as a franchise, or they would have been in the playoffs in this century, this millennium. They haven't. That's the dumbest thing, calling me a Bills hater. They've a team that has not made the playoffs in this millennium. I don't have to go out of my way to hate them. They are just not good. They haven't been good. They're run poorly. Every time they have something decent working for them, they go out of their way to crap on it. Oh, Jim Schwartz is running the best defense in the league. I know, we should hire Rex Ryan and fire Schwartz. That's what the Bills get. They're garbage. Yes, I'm the ultimate Bills hater because the Bills are one of the ultimate loser franchises in the NFL.
713 says, AJ and my husband are the only two people left that defend Jay Cutler. I bet you there's two or three more out there.
Jay Cutler only had 137 pass attempts this year. That's probably why he wasn't listed.
So he didn't qualify.
You know who has the playoff appearance in this decade, in this century? The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns, even. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. More passing yards, Tyrod Taylor or Trevor Siemian? What's your guess?
Probably Siemian.
Oh, yeah. By 400. I mean, Tyrod Taylor, he's just not a very good passer. They don't ask him to do a whole lot, which that's not his fault. But he doesn't do a whole lot. So 202 yards per game for Tyrod Taylor.
He also rushed for quite a bit.
Not as much as he did 2 years ago.
2 years ago, he was a lot more.
That's why I said 2 years ago, he was very effective. But this last year,
Soccer Bilal says the Bills playoff drought is 1 year away from buying cigarettes and joining the military.
Yeah, yeah. The Bills playoff drought can already buy pornography.
Things the Bills playoff drought can buy.
Yeah. It's going to be drinking wild turkey soon. I'm the ultimate Bills hater. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, that I'm the ultimate Bills hater. That's you don't even have to try to be a Bills hater. They just this is coming from someone who grew up a Bills fan. If you're not like sick of the act, 18 years into a playoff drought, I mean, what's it going to take?
Christopher says Cutler will figure it out like Jeff George did.
Yeah.
Jeff George, most of you guys are too young to even remember him. That dude had a great arm, a perfect release.
He might be the exact same guy, honestly.
Yeah, and
they're just a different kind of crazy.
I would say Cutler's had more success than Jeff George did. Because Jeff George just always looked like he was going to be the next great thing, and he just never made it.
Yeah. That might be what Jay Cutler is.
Brad said, so you guys weren't in favor of drafting Zeke that high in hindsight. Was he worth the high pick?
First of all, I'm never in, I'll still never be in favor of drafting a running back that high. But with the way the Cowboys were built, I mean, it was a perfect choice. It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, and it worked out. Now I don't know how long his shelf life's going to be, especially as much as they used him. Dr. Girlfriend says Colin sucks at football. Yeah, I can't see him being a starter for anybody.
I can't either. But I mean,
she also thinks Cutler,
if you tell me the Browns, maybe so.
She also thinks Cutler will be a backup next season. The problem is that there's teams that are fooled by Cutler the way AJ is. They will. There's somebody who's going to pay him to come in and be the guy. And maybe it's somebody that's drafted a guy that they think will get there in a couple of years. But I when you look at, well, hell, it's better than Brock Osweiler. There's that.
Yeah, would you rather have Jay Cutler or Brock Osweiler? There are teams out there.
I don't think you're winning with either guy is my point, though.
I don't either. But, I mean, but the question is, you get to a point, and that's like, you know, the Browns talking about Colin Kaepernick. Is Colin Kaepernick the guy that's going to lead the Browns to the promised land? There's zero chance of that happening. When I talk about Cutler or even Romo, who I don't think Romo is winning a Super Bowl at this point, unless he just finds the perfect situation. But these are guys who can buy a young player time. So, you know, Case Keenum couldn't do that effectively for Jared Goff.
No, but he wasn't supposed to be he's not supposed to be a starter. He's supposed to be a backup.
He shouldn't be. But that's what I'm saying. If the Rams had Jay Cutler, they could have thrown him out there instead of Jared Goff. And hopefully, I mean, at a minimum, we wouldn't know how much Jared Goff sucks already. You know, that'd be ideal.
Well, I didn't like them when they drafted him. I was pretty clear about that. Well,
I don't like taking quarterbacks who never take snaps from under shotgun under center ever.
Wentz, I didn't know enough about. I still like Paxton Lynch out of that draft, and I think he will wind up being really good. Dak has turned out to be the best of them.
I'll still stand by what I said. I wouldn't have taken any of those quarterbacks in the first round. Not one of them.
I would have taken Lynch where he went, late in the first round.
Yeah.
That was a good spot for him to go. I had no problem with that. I would not have taken him top 10.
Okay. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's that time, and it's starting to warm up. You're going to want to hang out in the backyard, out on the patio, out on the pool deck. But it looks like crap right now. You got to get that taken care of. They can take care of that for you with Carvestone. Carvestone gives you a superior look of real stone over the top of your existing surface for way less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you currently got a blank slate in the backyard, no problem. Allied will build it from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder that the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over, and go with a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for that risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of
intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys, how about if I could tell you how you could get a convenient way to save money and shave better? You'd want that, right? Harry's. Harry's is terrific because what they do is they send the blades directly to you. You don't have to go to a store. You don't have to deal with a cranky salesperson and say, oh, can you open that up for me so I can buy blades? And you're going to save money because they take less profit. Because the big razor companies, they keep raising prices and just making a profit off you. Harry's got sick of that, so they bought their own factory. And by selling to you directly over the internet, they can offer their blades at half the price. So you're going to save money. It's convenient because they send them right to you. That's just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you're going to pay if you go somewhere else. and their razors are terrific. So you're going to shave better, you're going to save money, and it's convenient. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, F-A-O-U-R.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device, the all-new ESPN975.com. Coming up here at 7 o'clock, the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas. You know what, AJ? I think I'm actually talked out.
You're done?
I think I'm going to have to tap here.
Okay.
But we have Hoffman on Hollywood, right?
We do.
All right, let's do that.
All right, let's go with, guess what might be making a comeback. And this is kind of much to my chagrin. I'm not excited about this. I thought that we were done with this phase of our lives.
Marcus Welby, MD?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pokemon?
Nope, not that either.
I give up then.
American Idol.
I never watched that anyway.
Yeah, American Idol, which we just had the big farewell tour. It's supposed to be going away forever. Hasn't even been a year. But now, apparently, NBC is in talks with the possibility of bringing back American Idol. It's been on Fox all this time, but apparently now they've decided, I can see how this would fit. They would have to share airwaves with The Voice, which was The Voice and America's Got Talent, both on NBC, sort of what started the downfall of American Idol. But when Fox shut it down after 15 seasons, most people thought it was over. So American Idol could be heading back. The Catch Me Outside girl, who's 13, was kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight.
Oh my God, what do you have to do to get kicked off a Spirit?
Well, she and her mother were both. They got in a physical fight with another passenger who the 13-year-old girl punched. She is billed to reappear on Dr. Phil tomorrow. So if you are really curious about Catch Me Outside, girl, Catch Me Outside, how about that, girl? She will be back on tomorrow's Dr. Phil show.
Is it wrong that I have no idea who that is?
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, you're so out of the loop with pop culture.
Yeah, well.
And finally, more news coming out in the Joe Mixon case. Apparently, the girl, the victim in the Joe Mixon case, her side of the story is Joe was pissed because she rejected their catcalls. Joe and their friends called her a bitch and a whore before things got violent. She says she warned Mixon not to bleep with me, but he continued to talk trash. Basically, it says that he was upset because she wasn't going to give him any. And that's what led to the punch. The victim also adamantly denies allegations she used a racial slur, saying she grew up with a bunch of African-American people and knows better. So we'll see what happens with there's still so much to be... He's going to be grilled on video about the punch with this in this lawsuit, so... A lot going on before he'll make it into the NFL. He's got a long way to go.
I would be surprised if he makes it into the NFL.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how.
I don't think he's talented enough. Especially when it comes to running backs, he's good, but I don't think he's talented enough to take that kind of risk over.
I don't think so either. But
I can tell you one team he will not be drafted by:
your Houston Texans.
Well, not mine, but yes, the Houston Texans.
That's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure you were done with that.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that moment.
All right. Reminder that we will be at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow from 4 to 7 for the races, and looking forward to that. I will be out there a little bit early, catch Smoke Lawn Park. So if you're out there early, come say hello. But both of us will be there 4 to 7. But before we go, tell them one more time, AJ, about what they can get for Valentine's Day.
To get the Vermont teddy bear. That's right. Yeah, guys, Valentine's Day is on Tuesday. It's coming up fast. You want to give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses and more creative than candy and something that'll last forever. Vermont Teddy Bear, a Bear Gram. That's the way to go. The Bear Gram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a gift card, and a signature box. Ranges from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Bear Gram for any occasion to anybody. I mean, it's not just for your lady. If you got a daughter you need a Valentine's Day gift for, a Bear Gram's a great way to go. Check out the entire collection, over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear to the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear. It's a great way to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, guys, Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.